Hello to all my dingle-dangle scarecrows out there with your flippy floppy hats. I hope you're out there keeping well, being able to shake your hands like this and shake your feet like that. My name's Dave. Welcome to the Once When I Was Cool podcast, a podcast about two old blokes just reminiscing about things that were better when they were younger and stuff we used to enjoy a lot better. As I said, I'm Dave, and joining me through the internet yet again is my good mate Wee. How are you, Wee?
I'm really well, Dave. Wasn't expecting that intro. That sort of threw me a little bit.
The dingle dangle scarecrow. No, I don't know why that came into my head. I thought about that just before we started talking.
Yeah, I thought, did I have to get up and dance or do something?
Do you know the song?
No.
You don't know the song? I'm a dingle dangle scarecrow with the flippy floppy hat.
Floppy hat. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, the kids' song. Yes, not sure why I haven't sung that for many years, but it just popped into my head today. So speaking of popping into your head, here's a segue. It's got nothing to do with that. I'd like to just take a moment at the start of this episode just to sort of ask you, dear listener, just for a bit of a favour. Hey, Shaniqua, not just you, girl, but anybody else who happens upon this podcast, if you wouldn't mind doing just a little shout-out somewhere, either tell a friend or do a repost from us onto your Instagram page or one of those sorts of things, just to sort of try and increase our listenership. We realise that we're behind the ball again. It's been 18 months since we put anything regularly out, but we're trying to get back on the ball now. So if you could spread the word and get our listenership up there, we'd really appreciate it. It gives us the opportunity to spread our dulcet tones a little bit further. So thank you. If you could, we'd really appreciate it. Really appreciate if you tell a friend. It really does make a big difference to us, but we appreciate you, and thanks to everybody who's written in with all the words of support, especially you, Tim. You know who you are. We really appreciate it, and it's good to have you back on board, buddy. So
yeah,
we
big shout out to Tim.
He's been a loyal follower for a while.
Him and Shaniqua.
Maybe he is Shaniqua, and he's just not telling us. Still, only got the one listener. Is that right, Tim? Let us know. So anyway, today it's like we hadn't planned this, of course. We didn't have any idea what we were going to do. But driving home today, I came to realize as I was sitting behind someone yet again for the nth time that day and following the same person, well, not the same person, but the same type of driver day after day after day, that I feel that people really have settled into embracing mediocrity and really not trying very hard and happy in there with their lot in life to sit in the fast lane doing 10 to 15 Ks under the speed limit and refusing to get over being married to that lane. And so it made me think, what are these people hoping for? And if you're one of those people that likes to sit in the fast lane and go slower, then
move over
and turn us off. No, just kidding. We need everyone out there. Please don't turn us
please
off.
Please listen.
So anyway, I wonder what their aspirations in life are and what it is they're looking to do. So we used to have dreams, and dreams as in aspirations, dreams as in things we wanted our lives to do, but also dreams of a nighttime where you used to dream of all those good things and sometimes nightmares.
So that goes along with the saying, living the dream, or as I say at work, it's a fine line between living the dream / nightmare. So, yes, everyone's, I suppose, has dreams and aspirations, and we all did. I don't know if I'm living what my dreams and aspirations were. I don't know. You know, I think when we were all young, we always wanted to grow up to be a princess. I know you did.
Yeah, I still do.
Yeah, I know. There's still a chance. There's still a chance. There's always an option.
If I can find Mr. Right.
Yeah, only if somebody can come and wake you from your slumber.
Yeah, with low expectations and low standards and a bad sense of smell.
Well, you want them to have a good, bad sense of smell. Anyway,
that's right.
So, look, we all have had dreams and aspirations, and, you know, some people get to live those, and some people it just, as they say, shoot for the stars. Maybe you might reach the moon instead, or maybe you'll just
hit the ceiling.
What's that?
Shoot for the stars and you might reach the moon.
No, I've heard it somewhere along the way.
Was that in one of your dreams? So when you were a kid, what did you want to be? What were you hoping to be? What did you dream that you wanted to be?
I didn't really dream anything too big. And to be honest, I always, and I know this is going to sound not not as manly as it should. But no. I sort of wanted to be what I'm doing now. Nah, lumberjacks. No, I always sort of wanted to be down the line of work that I'm in now. I unfortunately had to spend a lot of time in and around hospitals and health services and all those sort of things when we were growing up, because my mum was was a sort of unwell lady across her life. And then my younger brother, and it's not anything I particularly did to him, but he spent a lot of time in, I don't know if you've heard the past, if you've had the past episodes, people think that I've traumatized my younger brother for life, but maybe.
Or
made it better for him. I don't know.
Yeah. I was going to say made it up, but yeah, anyway.
Yeah, no. No, it's all true.
I've met him. I know.
I was actually, to be honest, I was listening on the way to work today, and they were talking about brothers and stuff brothers used to get up to in terms of, you know, biffing on, punching on and stuff like that. And I'm thinking, I couldn't pull over, because I'd love to have told them the story about when I've knocked my brother's teeth out when I was a young fella. But anyway, you'll probably hear them earlier on if you've listened to the earlier episode.
Go back and listen to the back catalogue wherever you get your podcast.
So you kind of slide that in.
Yeah. So you're kind of living the dream now. Your aspirations are what you have. So is that why you've stopped trying?
Oh, I stopped trying a long time ago, just in general. Even my heart tried to stop trying about 8 months ago.
And you couldn't get that, too lazy to get that right.
Yeah, well, no, it's all right now. You know, that's what medication's for, mate.
Yeah. All right, in inverted commas.
Well, it's okay. Let's just say, I might get another good 5 years out of it, but I'm not in a grave, so that's all good. So I think, you know, there are probably some people out there that get to live their dream, and I think they're the people that are like their sportsmen and things like that. I'm sure people always want to grow up to be a policeman, or not too many males in our area want to really go up and work in healthcare as a nurse, but I sort of did. I didn't have a problem with it. I want to do that. I was not the greatest student at school in terms of I spent too much time mucking around and wanting to skate and all those things and not care about school. So that's why I never got into my TE school back then, as what it was, which is your tertiary entrance school, wasn't worth the paper it was written on.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they spent more on the stamp than what it was worth to send it out to me. They actually wasted their money. They should have just not ever sent it.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I bet there's a school teacher out there. Hopefully, you should send this podcast to one of your teachers there and think, you know, maybe they think they've really made a difference and that's really been a crowning achievement of their life, is that you managed to go on to the dizzying heights that you're in.
No, they had low expectations of me as well, mate. I probably think they think I was going to be some delinquent, either in an early grave or in a prison somewhere, or under the prison, one of the two or three. But yeah, no, always had I had aspirations and not to, you know, you wanted a better, and this is a bit deep, I suppose, you wanted a better life for yourself than what we had when we were growing up. So that's cool. You know, you do what you do. And yeah, I
understand what you're saying. Sorry, I cut you off there, but I'm going to keep going anyway now. I don't know about wanting a better life. My childhood was pretty sweet. I really can't complain about my childhood. Oh, my parents were awesome. My sisters were they're all right. But, you know, we're still all really close. I think I'm the weak link there. But, you know, as far as aspirations, I know that everybody wants to provide their, you know, as a parent, you want to provide your kid with a better life than what you had yourself. But, you know, mine was pretty good. And I just hope that Delilah thinks that she's got a pretty good life as well when it comes to that sort of thing. But, you know, at the moment.
Oh, she has.
She does pretty well. But she also
does Dirk and the other two. They've had a better better opportunity than we had comparatively, because you're looking at the financial side of things, but that's it, you know.
All right.
Love's love, it doesn't matter.
Right. Okay. So then, saying that, going on to actual dreams, because we've got to lighten this up a bit because it's gotten a bit heavy. I'm starting to feel the weight myself. This wasn't the way I was expecting it to go. I was expecting you to say that you wanted to be a a roller skate maker or you wanted to be an astronaut or something like that. I didn't know.
Oh, no, I always wanted to be a captain of an NBA basketball team, but that just
only if you had one of those ones where they have those little, you remember those little round exercise trampolines that you used to have?
Yeah, that you used to yeah. bounce on.
Yeah, and yeah. That's what you'd need, but you'd still need to get on someone's shoulders while you're doing that as well.
I wouldn't even hit the bottom of the net if I did that.
So let's get away from that. We've talked about your aspirations and what you want to do.
We've got a lot of people off this episode already.
Yeah, I know. If you're still listening, thanks for hanging on. I don't know where we're going.
Yeah, thank you.
This was a good episode to have our impassioned plea to please tell people to listen up and please share it. It's gone downhill already. So please listen to this. Please listen to this shit house episode.
I feel like we should have a bit of cardboard sitting in front of us and a cup. Please help us to
support our dog. we've only got, we can only afford one between us. Yes. Yeah, not your crazy one. But
no, not my crazy one.
Yeah, we'll have my knucklehead. So when you're a kid, did you used to dream much?
Oh, I dreamt a lot when I was a kid. I dream a lot. I hear people going, oh, I don't dream, but I'm like, I dream all the time. I love dreaming. I love looking forward to going to sleep. One, because I'm lazy, and two, because because I get to dream. Dreams are awesome. You don't have to be anything you don't want to be in your dream, or you can be whatever you are. And the great thing about it is remembering in the morning, going, "Geez, I've got to tell somebody about this," and I do at work sometimes, and they just think I'm weird.
Okay. All right. So as a kid, you found obviously as you've grown up with your experience and everything, your dreams have changed a little. Do you remember anything from when you were a kid about dreaming? Any of your dreams you had?
Yeah. As you know, I love the insects.
Nightlife, you love to boogie?
I love to boogie. I love the arachnids, as you know.
You don't. Yes.
Yeah. So, but it used to be the
eight-legged nightmare.
Yeah, the eight-legged freaks, mate. And we see them all the time, but if I had a specific incident with one of them or even a lizard or something like that, I'd end up dreaming about them that night. And it'd be horrendous that I couldn't get away from them. They were trying to get me. So I think it's the whole subconscious thing that even as a kid, you know, and that was just the simple things.
Is that because it's one of your big fears is?
Yeah, that and growing tall. But, yeah, no, I used to have those dreams. So if I saw something that gave me a fright, I'd be dreaming about it that night and it'd be fairly vivid. But sometimes I just have recurring dreams as well.
Yeah.
But obscure. So, you know, I had a dream that, you know, King Kong used to live next door. But,
oh, yeah, that's something.
You know, yeah, it's weird, obscure. But I still have obscure dreams now and just crazy dreams. But I have to say, it's not only me. One of my staff come in this morning and said, or this afternoon, she goes, oh, I dreamt about you last night. And I'm like, okay, sweet.
Were you in the shower?
No. She said her and another staff member were fighting, and I got down and in between them and said they had to hug it out if they wanted to continue working there. And I'm like, that probably would be nothing that I'd say anything like that. But she said, no, you kept saying you had to hug it out. I had to hug it out. This is the same staff member that came to me one day and said that apparently I invited everyone over for a party of my unit in the city, and I kept saying to everyone, look at the view, and I had this really plush carpet, and I kept rubbing the carpet saying, isn't this carpet fantastic, but look at the view. So she dreams about me a lot, so I don't know what that's about.
No, well, it's funny that you mention it because I happen to have a dream dictionary here in preparation for this episode.
Great.
And I just looked up spiders, and spiders said that it's something to do with you being scared of spiders, which, wow, figure the depth in that one. But view, I don't know if views are on there. It's Cafe Ousoul, Ousoul, anyway, .com. That's dreams 100% soul grown. So here we go. And oddly enough, there's nothing on here about view. So there's one for vomit, but not for view. So well, I don't know what that is. Maybe it's, yes, who can tell? That's interesting. Good. I remember that when I was a kid, one of my favorite dreams I used to have, and I still have them from time to time, is that I used to be able to fly. And it felt so real that I used to be, usually when it's windy, and you know, when that's really bracing wind that you really have to lean forward into it. Well, this was the sort of thing that I would sort of lean into it and it would lift me up and I'd be able to actually fly.
Nice.
And it was one of the most relaxing dreams I've ever had. Instead of fly, I put on foreign people and places. That's not what I meant to put. that's a different dream altogether.
It's a three letters versus 400.
Yeah, nice. It's next to it with my fat fingers on my iPad is the other thing, though.
So
it was always a really comforting dream, and I'd always wake up feeling relaxed. Now, I'm not going to say that I actually felt like I actually did fly. But
were you like a superhero or just?
No, nothing like that. I would just be able to lift myself up to a certain thing, fly a little bit forward. It's not like I could fly distances.
It's
got to
be a big wind these days. It's almost
got to
be cyclonic.
Well, yeah, there you go. Flying can symbolize aspirations and the ability to achieve your goals. I don't know. I don't know that I've ever been a real goal setter. I don't know that I'd have really set my goals.
Not from when I've known you.
I don't know that I have aspirations. My aspirations are for people to leave me alone and get out of the right-hand lane so I can drive faster. That's my real aspirations in life.
Yeah, yeah. It's the simple things, mate. It's a simple thing.
But, what about anything else? Anything else that really springs to mind?
No, look, I actually, you know, you're talking about flying, but what about when you're just going to sleep and you've got that feeling that you're falling and you have that jolt and that wake up? Do you ever get that? Like you feel
yeah,
like
all the time.
Falling?
All the time. And it always, since I've had, had the odd, I get a condition occasionally where my heart goes into an irregular rhythm and it goes into what's called an atrial fibrillation and makes you feel terrible. I always worry that that's the start of that because it's a big jolt that you feel in your chest and you think, here it is. It must be like living in California. It's like, oh, here it is. It's the big one. Come to take me, Lord.
Oh, is it like
hopefully,
you're,
Lord. it's my last request. Oh, no. It's here and here I am in bed half asleep dribbling on my pillow. At least my hair's not messed up. I don't have bedhead anymore. That's one of the benefits.
You look, that's your aspiration, mate, isn't it? Well,
not anymore. I gave up on that.
Is it? Do you think it's just your heart trying to squeeze some more cholesterol through or something along those lines?
Yeah, it's just trying to say knock on the inside of my chest and say, "Hey, fat boy, you got to look after me sometimes as well. Lay off the ice creams,
mate. Your heart's still going better than mine, so
yeah, I know
you're a winner there, mate."
Yeah, give it time, though. I had...
What did you say that you reminded me the other week when I was down?
The first thing I said when I came in when you're in coronary care and said, ha, before I even said hello, I said, ha, I told you I was fitter than you.
Yeah, I thought you said fatter. I can't remember.
No, I didn't.
Drugs.
You know exactly what I said.
Yeah, it's true.
But we do
it's
care
true.
About each other, listener. I promise you we do. I would have missed him a bit if he was gone. Oh, I'll tell you what I did have today, completely off topic. There was, I had a group of graduate nurses in and one of them was, so my job is not just working in emergency departments anymore. I also help with recruitment of new nurses and we had a group in just for a follow-up. And some of them are out at one of them in particular is out at a location that's probably about 80 kilometers, probably 50 or 60 miles away, at a little rural hospital and up there because people have to travel. They let them stay overnight if they're finishing late and starting early and those sorts of things. They've got little houses. And just out of a thing, I said, have you come across any ghosts? And she said, two of the four houses we've got are haunted. Now, dear listener, I don't know whether you believe in ghosts and we've done our episode on our spooky stories, but she told a sort of story about that, and I'll save that for another time if we do another follow-up episode on that. But what she said was there's an aged care facility attached to this little hospital where they've got 18 beds for residents there, and she said that in this part of the hospital it's well known that residents will see a little red-headed girl. They just see her walking around, you know, little red-headed girl. And various residents have reported seeing her, and they all report to see the same sort of girl. And usually within a day of somebody saying that they've seen the little girl, one of them dies. So nice. I don't know if it's a reaper or if it's just some random kid coming through and we're not going on. But I thought that was really quite interesting. I'm sure not sure how that relates to dreams or what we're talking about at the moment. But, that was a spin out. So going to have to go up there and visit that.
Is it the person that sees it then dies?
Occasionally it is, but sometimes two people will see it and one of them will. So this is the story I was told to. Yeah.
And so they'll fight it out to see, like, the two residents will fight on.
Yeah. She's like that. Nice. And she's like that monkey in Family Guy that lifts its finger and points and angrily. No, she doesn't really do that at all. But interesting that that's what they see.
Creepy.
So, dreams.
So do you reckon that's dreams? Like, I can tell. I'll tell you a quick story that I've had where and this is probably about 16, 17, maybe 18, and we had a little dog, and I had this dream that the dog jumped up from the end of the bed, but it was like an evil little dog, and it was then coming at me and racing at me. I was in my bed as it was. So I sort of woke up and went, oh, geez, that's obscure. The next minute, the dog's jumped up in exactly the same spot and has sort of come toward me, but not as angrily. So it was like it was a premonition dream. It was spooky. I got out of there in a hurry. And it was like one of those little fluffball things. But I thought maybe it was going to take me down. I'm not huge.
It had murderous intent.
Well, yeah, and so I had that dream before I woke up. Maybe it was just a bit of a premonition of what was going on. I don't know.
Maybe you tapped into what the dog was thinking about, and when it saw you were awake, it went, probably not.
Yeah, probably want to kill you.
This one eats a lot and drops stuff on the floor, so I might hang around a bit longer.
Yeah, still do. I had some crazy dreams. I had a crazy dream the other night about the eight-legged freaked types.
Yeah.
And it was crazy because it was about me when I worked in my old hospital out in the country. But the ceilings were about, 20, 25 foot tall, but all these spiders. And I was working the night shift, but the whole ceiling was full of spiders and they'd all dropped down to a certain height. So it was just full of these big black hairy spiders. So I'm trying to look after patients and navigate my way around these huge, ugly spiders.
Why do you keep looking at the roof now? Do you think that they're actually there? If you talk about them, you're going to conjure them up.
Well, you never know. you just never know. But it was so obscure, but no one would believe me. So I think it was obviously, as your dream diary says, that, it's because of my fear of spiders. But
keeping it all
is it maybe
up?
My fear? Fear of my spiders and fear of work.
Well, maybe fear of working back there again.
Yeah. What about the astral traveling side of things? You ever sort of done that and heard people talk about that?
I've heard people talk about it. I remember there was this one guy at school who used to smoke a bit of the weed who ended up becoming a born-again Christian and has remained
the weed. The weed.
Well, it was a revelation, apparently. And I remember he used to say that he used to astral travel, where he would sit up and turn around and look at his body lying on the bed and be able to travel around and move around the rooms and things like that. I always thought he was full of it, but he seemed
probably
to be fairly convinced.
Mate.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm starting to wonder now. But look, I know there's people. There's it's got a name that, they have people do these sorts of guided meditation type things where they can go and look at different parts of the world and different parts in time and things like that, that people seem to put a bit of faith in. I remember probably the weirdest dream I have, and it still sits with me fairly vividly, was when I was a teenager. I've never had I'm really quite interested in the occult type things, but I don't really have a belief in it, and I certainly don't follow any of those sorts of things. But one of the things that's always freaked me out has been Ouija boards, or however you want to say it. And the Ouija, more I listen to, I listen to a lot of sort of ghost podcasts and conspiracy podcasts and monster podcasts and all those sorts of things. I'm not really interested in the real world sorts of stuff. But I remember I had this I had this dream where there was four people, and they were all people I knew. I couldn't tell you who they were now. I was only about 16 or 17 at the time. And I had this dream where we were somewhere and somebody said, oh, look, I've got a Ouija board. Why don't we do this? And I was saying, oh, no, this is bad news. We shouldn't be doing it. Really didn't want to do it. No, they all had their finger on the little cup. And I kept saying, no, don't want to do it. And they said, come on, it's fine. It's only a bit of fun. No, come on, it's fine. I was going, no, don't want to do it. Anyway, I was watching, you know, from that point of view sort of thing as my hand went forward and my finger went down, being put, you know, peer pressured into it, as is my personality. You know, I'm easily led. And put my finger, and just as my finger touched the glass that everyone else's was, everything went black. And this skull just came screaming at me from out of the darkness, just came screaming. And I woke up straight away and was absolutely petrified. And it kept me awake. And I've always remembered that dream, and let alone I've never messed around with a Ouija board. I don't actually know that I've ever actually seen one in real life. I've seen lots of pictures and I've seen lots of people talk about them. But, yeah, that's something that sort of stuck with me for a long time.
I've had a bit of a play when I was a
young fella. No, I'm talking about Ouija boards.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've had a bit of a play with a couple of friends, male and female friends. But, yeah, I don't like it very much.
No, I don't see the point. And if you believe in the ghost talks and those sorts of things, a lot of those spiritualist sort of people say don't do it because you open a door that you don't know that you can close. You know, I'm open to the possibility, but I don't know how much I actually believe in it. But by the same token, I wouldn't mess around with it. So, interestingly enough, I'm looking through the dream journal while we're here, and one of the things I found was jockey. Dreaming. Oh. So because a jockey controls how the horse behaves and the horse usually personifies the spirit, dreaming about a jockey can show the idea of restraining the spirit.
Right.
I don't know that I've ever dreamt about a jockey. And I grew up my teenage years. I spent a lot of time around a racetrack. And I'm sure my mother and two sisters can tell you all about that. And they still seem to like it. I didn't much care for it because I had to go there. I'm not big interest in that at all. But, restraining the spirit. If you've ever had a dream about a jockey.
No way you'd ever be able to be a jockey, mate.
It may. the horses would tremble in fear. I don't even think you can't race Clydesdales. That's the only thing.
Yeah, I was going to say draft horse.
Yeah.
Racing.
Yeah.
They probably do, but it'd be very... Yeah, the 20-meter race.
I'm actually quite frightened of horses. I don't really like them at all. I don't trust them. They look all weird.
Really?
Yeah. If you've ever had a dream about jockeys, give us an email, oncewascoolpodcast@gmail.com. I would really love to hear that one. So, yes. So,
I don't know.
Another one is a dream, and I'm sure this one's been on the rise, is the dream of quarantine.
No, really.
Yes. It's meant to be being at dis-ease, not disease, but at dis-ease. So you're not quite at ease with it is what it is. And you can't object. It lets you know how uneasy you feel about things and how not at ease you are. So that's something else. Now I'm just looking at random things. This is not much fun at all.
No, but it sounds like, you know, the stars in the newspaper, if you're a Sagittarian, your lucky number is somewhere between 1 and 1 billion. You know, it's very open-ended. Doesn't really – it's like saying – but, you know, there's no message about views. Nothing in there about views. I don't get it.
No.
It's got to be something.
Well, that's just on this one. There's a lot of different there's a lot of different dream interpretation sorts of things on the net. I just went on what was the third one down that was free.
Yeah.
All the others you had to pay for before that.
Yeah. The thing is, so we've talked about dreams. So what about the bad dreams? What about nightmares? You know, obviously your Ouija one.
I've found that I don't really have them as I get older. You're saying that I'll probably have a hot shocking one tonight. Get my CPAP snorkel all caught around my throat.
That's you.
It's coming.
That's
to get
you
me.
Seeing the little red girl.
The little red-headed girl. Yeah, she's come to get me. No. I don't know. I remember. You know, I was similar to you. That if I, my mother and I used to watch shows that used to freak us out on television, and we'd watch things like The X-Files back when it was scary, and some of those sort of. What's it called? Unexplained Mysteries and The Unknown and shows like that used to always freak me out as well, because when I was younger, and Ruby and I used to watch them and sit up late and watch those sorts of shows. And we always used to have a rule, because it was back in the days of video cassettes, is that we would always, there was something that really freaked us out. We'd sit and watch an episode of Benny Hill before we went to bed, because that always put us at ease.
It took you into a different direction for dreaming.
Yeah, Benny Hill, very, yeah. Would never get away with what he did now, but, oh, man, fantastic sort of stuff.
Yeah, I know. But don't really hear people talking so much about, like I said, the girl spoke to me today about her dream, but, you know, you don't hear people saying, oh, geez, I had a dream about this last night, or I had a dream about that.
Well, I would
it's
think
not something that people talk about that much.
I would think that, well, I think that people are a little bit too entitled these days to think that, you know, we live our lives by the image that we just took to show what a fabulous life we've got on social media. I don't know that people have the time to think about nightmares anymore. But I just sort of took it as an adult, you didn't really have nightmares anymore. I don't really, you know, what in your life would scare you more than what you've encountered in your time?
Not much.
You in particular. I mean, when you're in hospital after your heart attack, did you have many dreams in there?
I was lucky to be.
Apart from the fact they wanted to make you sit on a bedpan to have a poop.
Yeah, that wasn't happening. That was not happening.
So you just did it in the bed.
Yeah.
Tell you what, one of the dreams that I do have, and I don't dream a lot these days anyway, and I don't put a lot of faith in dreams. My philosophy on dreams comes from a Batman comic that I read, where a character said the dreams are just the lies we tell ourselves when we're asleep. And that stuck with me. One of the major philosophy points, my points of reference, is from Batman. This
Batman and comic.
From a Batman comic. No. It was a proper comic. It wasn't off one of the movies. So come on, get right.
Yeah. One of the ones
I have is where you can't get somewhere. There's always something in your way, and you're running late, and you're trying to get somewhere, and then something else comes up, and you need to be somewhere at 9 o'clock, and suddenly you look at the clock and it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, or, you know, you're hours and hours late and you just can't get there. And for whatever reason, you can't figure out. And those really sorts of frustrating dreams, they're the ones I tend to have more than anything else these days. I just happen to be on the letter L and it says late.
Yeah, that you're
struggling. Common dream of hurrying somewhere while knowing that you are late or about to miss something. This signifies your sense of passing time and not achieving those things that you believe are important to you. I don't have that. I don't try to achieve anything. My achievement is not doing anything.
And you achieve that well.
Yeah, I do. I do it well.
Maybe you're not doing it good enough.
Well, maybe not.
I don't know. I can ask my wife. She tells me I don't do enough around here. So I must do it all right.
Yeah.
Well, like I keep saying, my spirit animal, mate, is a three-toed sloth.
Mine's a wombat. I quite often have that dream of, and it's more a frustration than anything else. It's like, well, you know, I don't like being late to places as it is. If you say you're going to be somewhere, you should be somewhere. But I just hate those sorts of dreams where you can't get there. But the dream you were talking about before, where you say that you're that the roof was very high with the spiders. I always have dreams where the roof is really low and I have to keep ducking my head. Now, I'm not overly tall. I'm 6'1". I'm not anything gigantic in height. In belly, I am. But I don't, you know, there's plenty of people around that I work with that are taller than me. And I just have these dreams where it's not that it's bad or in the way, but the roof is only about, you know, 3 inches above my head and I have to keep ducking and doing those sorts of things. Not really sure what that means.
I don't know.
And I don't know what to put into the dream dictionary to have a look at, but that's another one. Do you ever have those ones where you're naked and you can't, you're naked in public and can't, find your clothes?
No, when I do that, I don't really care about it.
Is that a dream as in an aspiration? That's what you're hoping to actually do in your life?
Yeah.
Be able to go naked everywhere.
I reckon that'd be
blame it on your heart and your medications.
Just say, what? I forgot to put my clothes on this morning.
Again.
Thing is, it's winter here at the moment. It's going to be cold.
Found what you're looking for? Yeah, sorry, I'm looking for roof or what it means about having a ceiling, but it's not. It's all about
putting a low roof. Low heights, low ceilings. Anything? Anything?
Shut up. I'm looking. Talk. Oh, ceiling. Here we go.
Ceiling. There you go. Too high, too low.
When the sky's the limit, the ceiling can block your ambition, suggesting how self-defeating ideas may be blocking your ability to cover to success. I don't know. Look, I don't know. My success, I've reached the pinnacle of anything that I want to do in my career. I've done all these things, and you know, you were talking about your aspirations were always to be a nurse. Well, you know, even though you didn't ask, I'll tell you anyway. My aspirations were never to be doing what I'm doing now. I never for a thousand years, never in a
what
thousand years.
What did you want to do then?
I don't know, but I know I didn't want to do this, and I'm still not sure that I do. But it's, you know, it's the way I've fallen into.
That's going to be on your tombstone.
Hello's who?
Yeah.
Hello's Dave, I think you meant to say. Yeah, I have to bleep that one. No one can know my real name. And here lies Dave. He had more degrees than the thermometer, but still he's ended up in the same place as everyone else.
Yes.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know about these dream diary sorts of things. It's a cracking episode, isn't it?
No, not really. But
when we ask people to spread it. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Next time we'll do it at the end. Yeah, do it at the end.
Yeah, maybe this is like episode 46.
36. It's coming up soon.
Same, but different.
It's set to self-detonate in November, you know. It's coming up.
Yeah, I know. But
yeah, I don't know. I'm a bit nervous about it. We won't promote that anyway.
No. But, I mean, do you, the thing is, it used to be back in when we were younger, you know.
When we were cool.
Yeah, well, when we were cool. Yeah. It used to be, so no one really talks much about dreams, but back in the day, everyone used to talk about their dreams, their star signs, their, you know, it'd be you get on those lines and talk, yeah, you know, about your stars, or there used to be you could ring up and they'd interpret your dreams for you.
Yeah.
You know, if you had a dream, it'd be like those psychic hotlines as well, all of those sorts of
things. Did an episode on that.
Huge. Yeah. Mm. But all of that stuff was huge. Now, like you said, people can just type in, and I think that's where people don't talk about it anymore. One, because people don't want to seem obscure. And two, you know, people can just Google and go, dreamt about I was chasing a shark in the water and it was scared of me and it'll mean something. Probably won't put this one out.
Imagine people sitting in the car listening to this rubbish of me talking about my dog's wanting to come in, you getting lost in sorts of places. Talking rubbish.
So he's going to drive into a tree or a sign.
Just
or
to make it stop. Oh, no. Please, Bluetooth, please give in. Anyway, what were you talking about? People don't talk about things today.
Yeah, like that, because it's at the things that people used to talk about and go, oh, I had a dream about this last night. What do you think that means?
Yeah, but tell me, did they really? When did you last? What can you think of a time? I won't ask you when you could last, but can you think of a time that your dad ever talked to you about a dream he had?
No. Never.
Yeah, me either. My dad's sole focus was that Western Suburbs would win a grand final. That was never going to happen. But other than that, I can't ever remember my dad talking anything about a dream he had. And very rarely can I remember even Ruby saying anything about it. So, I don't know. As adults, did adults really talk much about dreams? I used to tell my mum about my dreams, but, and, you know, she used to go, oh, yeah, well, it's only a dream. So, yeah, but
And then I can't laugh at you behind your back as you walked out.
Well, yeah, she did that.
Does that
I'm sure she did. She doesn't. She didn't mean to. No, she laughs. She laughs with me now, not at me.
Yeah.
So she says. Anyway, so what did I can't ever remember people talking. I know that at school you used to talk about them and things, but I don't know that people really talked about them that much. What about you, listener? Let us know. OnceForSchoolPodcast@gmail.com. Do you remember your dreams? Do you remember talking to people about dreams when you were younger? Did you dream more as a kid than you did now? Is it all the vaccines we've got that stop us from dreaming and, lull us into complacency? But that's probably a different podcast.
That's a whole different, whole different podcast away from ours. No, I don't think that's the case. I think people still do, and Steve. People, I hear people at work saying, you know, they don't dream. They're too tired to dream. So I just think they're just lazy.
Even when they sleep, they're too lazy. Even or you get those people that say, oh, yeah, I have a dream, but I never remember what they are. Goes to show that your dreams are boring as you are.
Yeah, there is that as well. All this episode.
Yeah. Dreaming that it's over.
can't be a dream. We can make that a reality.
Yeah, there you go.
So what do you think? Let's wrap it up there then.
Right, let's leave it at that. Mate, I'm neither here nor there about dreams. I just notice I don't dream as nearly as much as when I was a kid. And
I dream every night.
Yeah, no, I don't. If I do, I don't remember them. I certainly don't attribute any meaning to them. And look, I think as far as dreams, as your aspirations and things like that, you know, I've got things I want to do and things I want to achieve. But you know, I've been fortunate enough to achieve a lot of the things I wanted to achieve in life, and I'm all right with it. What about you?
Including this podcast. Well, I think maybe the reason
18 months away sure did open my eyes.
Yeah. I was going to say that, you know, it's probably the CPAP and the hypoxia that you're dreaming from rather
than the low oxygen stopped me dreaming. So maybe it'll open up the things. Now I've gotten to be an old man with living the dream of wearing a CPAP mask. Yeah, tremendous.
You're a fighter pilot in your dreams.
Yeah. That's exactly right. I'm an astronaut after all.
Yeah.
Even though my head at the moment looks like an egg with glasses on it, because it's that round and no hair.
And shiny.
Look at that. That's terrific. Yeah. Might not put this one on YouTube. It'd just been
bad.
Don't say no that. You don't have to agree with my boldness, you rude beggar. So what do you think about dreams?
Oh, look, I like dreaming. I think I look forward to going to sleep to dream.
Mm. Is it an escape from the horror of your real life?
Of being me. Yeah, look, at the end of the day, you know, they don't mean anything to me. It's just another episode like watching TV. It's just something random.
Mm.
And the thing is, we think dreams go all night, and the reality is they only last for, you know, you're lucky if they last for 20 seconds. Mm. It's just the way that, you know, when you start looking into the actual makeup of them, they're very quick. And I like it when you can get to the point where you think about something and you can dream it, you know, and especially I find that in the mornings when I wake up and then I go back for a kip straight after I wake up, you know, you're sort of dozing on and off. It's because if you think about something you want to, you know, you got to do for the day, you might end up dreaming about it. But they're very, very rapid.
I know we're wrapping up, but there is one more thing I just thought of that really drives me insane, or used to when I was younger, when I used to worry about school and assignments and things like that, or work I had to do, or I had to figure something out, and I'd be in a crowd and you'd be looking and somebody would come up with the idea and you couldn't quite see it. It was either out of focus or just out of view, or someone was standing in your way or something like that. They were always the ones that they had the answer that you needed. And, you know, they had the answer. And if you could see what it was, it would have fixed things for you. But for whatever reason, you couldn't see it. That was another one I used to have quite frequently, but usually when I was worried about something. Maybe it's I don't worry about enough now.
Yeah, I think we got to an age where we don't really care so much. So we don't have to please anybody anymore. At the end of the day, dreams are dreams. They're good, they're bad, and they're ugly. Aspirations, as far as that, I agree. Mm-hmm. People who aspire to drive in the wrong lane and drive under the speed limit.
Yeah.
I have aspirations about them.
Agents of average.
But my aspirations will end up I'd love to have my aspirations to be able to build a car with a targeting system on your bloody hood ornament.
Yeah.
So you can just use that to target them and shoot them. But anyway, that's me. So
that took a bit of a left turn there. That wasn't what I was really going for. But, you know, thanks for letting us know that. Anyway, if you've got any...
So you have dreams for that? That would be good. Come on.
If you've got anything you'd like to share with us, if you're still awake or if you're still listening at this point in time, thanks for persevering and thanks for listening. If you want to get in contact, onceforschoolpodcast@gmail.com. We do have a social media manager now. Well, it's basically my sister, Chris Dahl's putting out the posts every so often because I can't figure out how to do it anymore. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for joining in. Thanks for sharing and telling a friend, although maybe not this one as a good starter point, but, you know,
I was going to say, sorry about this episode.
Anyway, thanks very much. We will catch you again at another infrequent time. We really appreciate you being here and talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that was crap.